The Boston basketball community was dealt a blow last week. We all were. Terrence Clark, a 19-year-old freshman guard who was playing for the University of Kentucky, died in a car accident on Thursday. Clark may have been a Kentucky Wildcat, but he was a Bostonian in his heart. Boston was always his home. He grew up in Dorchester, and many believed that he would go on to be the best player to ever come out of Boston. For more on the loss of Terrence Clark, we're joined now by Tony Richards, founder and director of No Books, No Ball, a nonprofit that's been helping at-risk youth in the community for 30 years. Tony worked with Terrence through the program. Tony, thank you for joining us here on Radio Boston.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I'm sorry for your loss, Tony. How are you?
Fine. Thank you again. It's a community loss. I'm just one of many that, you know, had the pleasure of touching the young man's life and being touched by his life.
I think you met Terrence when he was 8 or 9. What can you tell us about him? Who was he as a person?
You know, watching him grow up as a young man, you know, we were just fortunate enough to have an opportunity to, you know, have been able to introduce him to the game as a young man and watch him go on to, you know, bigger and greater heights with other organizations throughout the city. You know, he played in a lot of the community events that were hosted and held by a lot of mentors and, you know, guys in the basketball world, some of the people that attached itself to him to make sure that he kind of went down a correct path, you know, were very influential in his life. You know,
Tony,
the AAU programs. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead and finish your thought.
A lot of AAU programs that he was affiliated with, a lot of the community, you know, individuals that soldier and labor for the love of these community youth were instrumental in his development. So I'm just one of many.
Tony, it strikes me that as I learn more about Terrence, that a whole community did raise him up because of his potential. You know, for listeners, he declared for the NBA draft for this summer. How unusual is it? How rare is it for a young person to go all the way in basketball?
I mean, it's you know, quite rare. I mean, over a 30-year period of you know, running the No Books No Ball program, we've you know, come across and had encounters with thousands of kids over the city of Boston. And, you know, there's only a few kids that really break that barrier to get into the NBA to allow them to, you know, chase their dreams. I mean, the short-term goal has always been, for me, is just get academically strong enough to be able to get a college degree and save your parents some money, you know, with tuition. So, you know, the NBA dream, you know, is always a longer reach, but it is reachable. And clearly you've seen with some of the kids that have come from Boston, and Terrence was just one of the few, but really represented Boston in a very admirable way.
You told us before that he wore Boston like a badge of honor. He really loved his community and stayed deeply connected even after he went off to college and started growing as a future pro player, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, you know, so many times, so often you see kids that, you know, come from the community, reach higher grounds of, you know, athleticism and get in different higher levels of, you know, prominence in athletics, whether or not it's football, basketball, or wherever. And they really don't represent or shine Boston like I watched Terrence do. I mean, he was one that really wore Boston and made a point to always represent Boston, where he was from, because I'm sure he's seen the same thing that I kind of seen at a younger age, where a lot of these young kids just want to feel that there's an opportunity and there's hope And, he, you know, he was an individual that gave these young kids that level of hope to make them identify that just by them being from Boston doesn't put limitations around them to be able to be recognized on a national level. So he was adamant about making sure that his performance displayed that this is what Boston develops, and this is what's capable of coming out of Boston, his talent.
Our sound engineer, Marquise Neal, is a son of Dorchester as well, and at the end of the week last week, he was talking about this loss not only as tragic, but just so discouraging. And you talk about the fact that Terrence gave young kids hope. I think about that discouragement. How are the young kids in the basketball community taking it this week?
Well, you know, a lot of the kids are devastated. You know, I think more so on the fact that Terrence was a personable kid. You know, he really made himself accessible to the young kids that, you know, looked up to him in a shining light way. Again, you know, not to mention any particular kids' names, but some kids, when they get to that level of accomplishments, they distance themselves from the community and almost, you know, if though they want to not, you know, reach back and remember that they were once of that level of stardom. I like the young kids look at, you know, these upper-class players like Terrence was, but he was a kid that always put himself to the ground level of the kids that looked up to him and made sure that, you know, he gave them a level of hope that you can come out of here like I did. You can accomplish some of the dreams and the levels of, you know, athleticism that I did. Stay the course, work hard. You know, he gave words of encouragement to a lot of these kids. This is how you get to this point. You work hard, you study hard in school. You know, you have to be a scholar athlete, things that we all promote as mentors around the city. He gave those kids that direct verbiage that, you know, it's almost like the level of kids listen to kids. Kids more relations. And we as adults, we can tell them the same thing 100 times. But if they hear it once from a kid of their peers, they seem to gravitate to it a little more.
Tony, before I let you go, you know, we in the media are not innocent of systemic racism. And over the years, we have often participated in focusing on stories about young Black men that are negative. Terrence was an inspiration, a young person that did everything you're supposed to do, pursued his goals, got there, brought up the young kids behind him. We tragically won't get to see what he becomes now, but how important is it to tell his story widely?
Well, you know, I've been doing this work for 30 years, and I think the biggest delivery that I can give to kids is, you know, we use his life and the impact that he had as something to model ourselves from as kids and adults. We look at the story that he tried to tell. We look at the legacy that he tried to leave. We look at the impact that he tried to have. And we continue to carry that torch. We carry the torch from people that and mentors that get passed it to us in the city. And we can't let his name go in vain. We have to continue to make sure that these younger kids remember that you have to reach back, send the elevator back down to those less fortunate that are looking to acquire the same and attain the same stardom that you maybe have been able to attain, but just don't forget where you came from, because you'll never forget where you're going.
That is Tony Richards, founder and director of No Books, No Ball, a nonprofit that's been helping at-risk youth in the community for 30 years. Tony, thank you for joining us and helping us process and understand the depth of our loss with the passing of Terrence Clark.
No, thank you for having me. And may he continue to rest in paradise.